Let me hear you.
Church, praise the Lord. We talk about vow and seat. And I want to ask one question. Or let me say two or three questions. If I look at it, I look at the way things are going critically in various perspectives in all directions. I begin to come to a conclusion that there are people, for example, two people or three people can sow the same seed, the same amount. And if you look at it, the blessings are not the same. I want to ask, is it that all of them, three of them, or two of them, they have different destiny or grace, or God decides to bless them according to how He deem it fit, or is it that one or two of them didn't walk towards getting his own blessing or our own blessing? That is my question.
First and foremost, the little I know concerning seed, I want you to hold that knowledge and hear more from that man. Add them to the one I know. Then be properly grounded in it. But within the little I know, I don't want to mess up that topic. But within the little I know, we have to define what a seed is. Every seed has a name. Mango seed, rice seed, orange seed. And you cannot say two people are planting the same seed because it is 100 naira. Because it depends on what he is planting it for. What is planting it for determine what the seed is. Therefore, you don't expect the same yield at the same time. Amen. Listen, if I have a mango seed, it's one seed. I have one seed of mango. You have one seed of rice. Is it not one? Now, if you plant rice takes 4 months for harvest. But mango, it takes years before you can begin to harvest. But the difference about it is this. When you plant that one mango seed, amen, hallelujah, on ground, when it starts to bear fruit, amen, you don't labor again from that one to be getting it. You just go and relax. At the time of the season, you just go and pluck. At the time of the season, you have to go and pluck. Every year, you go and pluck. But rice, after 4 months, you come out. You will come back again and weed and farm and sweat to plant another one before you begin. So, the trouble with quick harvest is that you always have to do the navigy. You always have to do one thing or the other. You always want to do another to maintain. But the big one, you just go once. Do all the sacrifice and suffer for a while. After that, you possess your possession. That's how it works.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me put in another dimension so that will be clearer to you. For example, two women comes up to sow a seed for the fruit of the womb.
Okay, let me conclude. I just gave one side of. Let me give the other side. What if the two of them are all holding rice? What if the two of them are all both, let's just say it's rice. For 4 months, everybody is in expectation. Rice here, rice here. But there is a condition. The seed you plant must be watered. If one does not water his seed, you do not watch over it. You do not visit it to make sure that wheat do not cover it, to remove the wheat. You just plant it and you go and relax. You are waiting to come. The one that maintained his own with faith, making confession, claiming it in expectation, walking towards it, you will harvest. You that just went away, you are waiting for 4 months to call, you will get nothing. Though it's the same seed.
Okay, I'm satisfied.
You are satisfied. God bless you. Okay, I have something from Cameroon. Nelum Florence from Cameroon. Shalom, church. I've been blessed with the teachings of our brother Maduka. I wish to know if a seed can be sown for marital breakthrough or just for business multiplication. Sir, my idea of giving has really changed. God bless the day I met Bright TV. Clap your hands now.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Everything you expect to have a testimony from, to harvest from, has a seed for it. Has a seed for it. Praise the Lord. Do you know that there is a scripture in Matthew 7 verse 12? As you would that men should do to you, so do you also. Another scripture in Galatians says, whatever you sow is what you will reap. Now, when we describe seed, it is not only money. When you expect money, you sow money. When you are expecting fruit of the womb, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Then you will do something in the area of the fruit of the womb. It will be in the area of the fruit of the womb. Praise God. Maybe it has to do with doing something for a pregnant sister. Or doing something for an orphan. Or doing something for a little child just given birth to. And as you are doing that thing, you are confessing in your heart, as I do this, so shall it be done for me also. That is the seed. For fruit of the womb. Amen. When I went and that church was raising offering, and I gave offering on behalf of Bride Assembly Church, it's because I know we are building our own. As I give for this building, so also the church. My own also, Lord, you will raise men and women that will give also for our own building. That is the seed. Somebody is looking for rent. They are trying to give him quit notice. How much are you looking for? 40,000 naira. My own may be 400,000 naira. His own is only 40,000. And I give you 40,000 to pay your house rent. I am giving and I'm saying, Lord, so also, if I should have problem with my own house rent, you will raise men and women. You have sown for your house rent. That is the seed. So, when you talk about seed, which area is in the area you have a need that you sow in that area? God bless you. Yes.
Shalom, church. Pastor, you are really a confirmed teacher. Because there's a gross misunderstanding of what this seed is. And that's precisely what our Dr. Cosmas was trying to bring out before. He said he would take it in the next
visit. Yes.
I think it will not be concluded if there is no compliment to what you have done, because it's an act of generosity.
Thank you.
Many of us do not know and may not understand what you have, the seed you have sown. Because you are also sowing a seed by bringing Dr. Cosmas
to this
place.
Thank you very much. You are catching it. Thank you. A seed that will produce millionaires.
Yes. So, if it we are in the world where people have to pay for such a seminar.
Oh, yes.
For such a thing, I think most of us wouldn't be opportunity to
sure,
be there.
Sure, sure.
But thank you so much for your generosity.
Not gonna clap small
and
for
your
me
compassion.
Now. Thank you. What's happened?
And for Dr. Cosmas, it's also generosity because some people are feeding on this sort of information.
Sure.
They go all about the place and they even put it in books after the seminar.
Sure.
So thank you once more for what you are doing for the church and
thank
for
you.
The members here.
God bless you.
My question is, please, are there seeds that are not realizable?
Yeah.
Because we have different forms of seed like you've tried to bring out. We have capital intensive seeds. Okay? There are some that are called capital intensive.
Well, maybe you know that better than me.
No, I don't.
No, you are adding to my knowledge. Which can be capital intensive.
Yeah, because there are seeds that cannot be handled by a poor person. But he has it, it's a brainchild. The one you are calling brainchild. Maybe somebody like Bill Gates, developing what he developed. It was a brainchild and then he brought it together. And the young man that met...
Sir, if you understood his teaching, it's what I re-emphasized.
Mm-hmm.
I said, a seed must be there before God will say, be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be fruitful until there is a seed to be planted.
Yes.
And I said, there are different types of seeds. There is a financial seed and there is the seed of idea which is called the brain. It's a seed that when you put into that area, you bring it into play, it produces something. So it is not only money, it includes brain also. Ideas
yeah, maybe
that you put that will multiply.
Yeah, maybe we are misunderstanding each other. Because,
okay, maybe. Okay,
because that idea is what I'm calling, some of those ideas are what we are calling the brainchild, the capital intensive. There are some footballers in the first place who are in the villages. They have those potency. It is in them. Okay, their body is football. But they don't have the possibility. They may not have any sponsor to carry them along to develop, to give back to this child in them.
No, that's where I may disagree with you. And that's exactly what he tried to bring up. Now, limitations must be overcome when you have a vision. It starts with a vision. And like he said, a vision without a plan is only a wish. So if you are in the village and you have a football talent, if you must have a vision that goes beyond the local football player in the village. And when that vision is established, then there will be a plan to actualize it. If you are in the village and you desire to be an international footballer, you know you have the talent, the vision is to be an international footballer, then there must be a plan that will take you out from that place where you will be exposed to move internationally. If a man that could not be limited by his education, by his poor background, today is a billionaire, then that settles every act of limitations.
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Sir, my own is not a question.
Thank you. It's a song.
But concerning to the teaching of this Pastor Cosmas of last year.
Yes.
I tried it and it worked for me.
Thank you. Clap your hands now. Try it and see. It will work.
There is something he taught us that last year concerning the starting of business. He said, not until you have enough, that you can use a little amount of money, you may start from babbing. From babbing, you see yourself growing, not until you go and rent a shop. And this year, I now tried it. Praise the Lord. So I start keeping the feeding money that my husband used to give me from 100 naira.
You see?
I now got 2,000 naira. From the 2,000 naira, I now went and start a business of mineral. I started with 3 bottles of Mortar Guinness, 6 bottles of Pepsi, and 6 bottles of small Coke. Then I start with one bag of pure water. But today, I am buying 20 bags.
Hey! Hey! Brother Cosmos must hear this testimony. It is working.
Praise the Lord. Then from 6 bottles of Pepsi, I'm now buying 1 crate. From 3 bottles of Mortar Guinness, I'm buying 1 crate. In fact, God is faithful. From 6 bottles of small Coke, I'm buying full crate today.
Hey.
Praise the Lord. Then from all these things, I started keeping my tithe. I deduct 100 naira, and I now saw that I got 1,000 naira. I now said, Bible says you should not despise the little beginning. I have to bring out 100 naira for my tithe. And in fact, to the glory of God, as I continue coming to Thursday business breakthrough, God has been so faithful. God has opened my way. Even people that I don't expect them to come and be asking for my market, they have been coming from outside. I'm living inside market. That this business not even supposed to move. But because of this business program that I have been attending, God has been so faithful. Praise
clap
the Lord.
Your hands now there's something. Mrs. Star, one moment. There is something that Brother Cosmos said about the entrepreneurial spirit. You know, this is an entrepreneur. Now, he said something. He said that he went and applied and got the dealership of BMW. He said they gave it to him. And when he performed so wonderfully, other vehicle manufacturers, Jaguar, Ford, and the rest,
yes,
they came begging him, can you sell our market for us?
Yes, he said it.
He said it. Because they saw that if you give this one market, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, if you give this one market, our market, the way he succeeded in sending BMW everywhere, he will send our own to everywhere. That is what happens. He said, don't despise the little beginning. Some of you are looking for some big, you think big. But you don't know, before you become big, you must first start to be small.
Yes, sir.
No matter how giant, how fat you are now, to be able to come out of your mother's womb, you were small.
Yes, sir.
Before you came out, you needed to be small before you can grow and become the big fat woman you are today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This type of woman, if she has good capital, you know she will take over that market. So I am sowing 20,000 naira on your business. Today, come to my office. Collect 20,000. I am sowing. Sowing, you will succeed. As you succeed, that's why I will succeed also.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. That's how it should be. It's practical. It's not English. It's not English. In fact, come and take it. It's $100. This is $100. How much $100? About 22,000 naira. Let me take. No, this one. Praise the Lord. Hey, supporting this sister, I am also sowing 20,000 into that sister's business. Hey! All the way from Italy. From Italy. Praise the Lord. Okay, from Cross River State, Patience Bassi. Shalom, church, please, sir. I want to ask because Brother Cosmas said we should help one another according to the Bible, and it is what my husband and I have been doing. But that same people you do it for, use it against us and battle with us physically and spiritually. So please, sir, please, what should we do? Praise God. Let me tell you something. When it comes to giving to help somebody in need, you will get disappointed if you are expecting a reciprocal appreciation from them. Those who understand give, you don't give because you are expecting any special favor from the person you give. It is a law you are following. So, yes, it is painful to see that you are showing somebody love, and when it is time for that person to deal with you, at least put into consideration that you show him love, he turns negative, and then, you know, as human beings, you will get disturbed. But I'm telling you, if it is because of a revelation you had, it does not pay you. This man talking to you here, practice this thing. And I don't care what you do to me later. I don't care. What gives me joy is that I was in position to help you when you needed help. That's all. But the same Bible says, give a portion here, give a portion here. You don't know which one. Amen. Keep giving. You may give 100 people, 99 will be attacking you, but what one of them will do for you, it will be worth it all. The songwriter says, when we see Jesus, our trials will seem so small. When we see Christ, he said, one glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows we face. He said, so gladly run the race till we see Christ. One. Amen. And the only way you will know this, Sister Peace or Patience, is that, see, it is a law. If somebody is in need and you are in position to help, or you even make sacrifice just to help, you have sown a seed not to germinate from that person you help. That is the law. A time will come when you too will be in need. That is your harvest time. From nowhere too, like you have, God will raise another person that will just come and meet your own needs. That is how he does it. He says, when the clouds is full of water, then it rains. But until the cloud is full with water, there will be no rain. Amen. If you don't have money in the bank, do you go near bank? Do you know where your checkbook is? But when you have money in the bank, you can call the bank manager and talk anyhow. Praise God. Who they go ATM if you don't get money for your account? You can't be in expectation of favor. So many of us, that's where it is. Can I tell you something? No witch, no demon can stop a giver from receiving favor. The power of giving is stronger than any witch any witch, there's a power there that they, so if a witch wants to truly attack you, he will do something to scare you, to frustrate you, and cause you to stop giving. Hallelujah. So when people come and say, I don't have favor, I don't have favor. Amen. They cover my ground anywhere I go for favor. Watch the things you do, for it is what you sow that you reap. Watch the things that you do. Those little things. Favor here and here. There are some of you that have clothes in your wardrobe. I'm telling you that for the past 5 years, you have not. So, sometimes you go, hey, is it this clothes I used to? You go, still keep them. And you are seeing brethren around with the same cloth coming to church. The same cloth. You see them every time. Worn out. You have one you don't need. But nothing touches you to give because you are not a giver. If you are a giver, the first thing you do is, once you see everything around you is, oh, this can help somebody. Oh, you remember somebody. Oh, this can help. This can help. This can do something for somebody. This can do something for somebody. Such a person, anywhere you enter, doors will open for you. It's a law.
Shalom, sir. So I was thinking in my house yesterday, I remembered Dr. Maduka. I said, how come he got to this level in his wealth and was undisturbed by his like his kingsmen, family members and all those? You know, because these days when people are...
He said it. It was not rosy. But what kept him going was following these principles he's teaching us.
Okay.
And he was a prayerful and he is still a praying man. Yes, he told me before he crossed over to the next year, he travels, locks himself in a room somewhere and waits on the Lord to cross over fasting. When you see principled people like that, they are unstoppable.
Thank you.
He faced the battles. He did.
Okay.
He faced the battle physically, spiritually, even businesses, up and down. He was telling you people that, how many years ago, that he faced a serious thing that would have broken him down. What was it? One of those popular oil magnates in the country came for him to do business with, and then he, what do you call it, mortgaged all his property, went on his honor, because he told us sometime that he is among the very few in this country. Very, very few. There's a terminology he called it, where you can just walk to any bank and collect any amount of loan. They will not ask you for collateral. You can just walk there, call the bank manager, I need 1 billion. I have something I want to do with it. And they will tell you, we'll call you back in 1 hour. And they will call him back without collateral. Amen.
Somebody
duped him 18 billion naira. 18 billion naira. It was in the newspaper everywhere. So you can imagine what will happen to him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So it was not all rosy. Amen. But where did he go? He went to the Lord. That's why I say he's a man of faith. I met him in the heat of that thing and we had some talk. Want me to get my own heat for here? In the ministry, everywhere there is heat. So that's when we got to talking in Abuja. And he said that, don't worry, Brother Moses, I have committed it to God. I know the God I serve. It was terrible. So he has his up and down. But sometime early this year, he said, that man has paid 16 billion back.
Yay.
And he said he called him and told him that to the last kobo, I am telling you, you will pay. Is it that he's going to fight you or he'll go to any court on his knees? I have a God who never fails.
I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore.
He never fails. Report the matter to him. He will settle it. God bless you.